You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We are here at Thomas Pocklington Trust as there is an intern day taking place where various interns can not only get to know each other but also learn various things as part of their internship program. I'm now joined by Caris, one of the interns. Caris, thank you very much for speaking to us.
Thank you so much for asking me to speak to you.
Can you first of all tell me a little bit about kind of your sight condition?
I have bilateral microphthalmia, and I've had that since I was born. So I was diagnosed at 6 months old, and I have no vision whatsoever, no light perception or anything like that. So the condition meant that my retina is detached, and I also have cataracts with that. But yeah, I have no useful vision.
Tell me a little bit about kind of your life before you had you came onto the internship program in terms of kind of what were you doing job search wise, or were you doing to keep yourself occupied?
So I graduated from university. I've graduated from the University of Chichester. I graduated in September, finished my course in June, and I was doing that for 4 years. I did classical vocal performance. And that was an amazing experience. It gave me many opportunities. I got to perform in loads of amazing venues with lots of choirs. I got to go abroad. I got to go to Belgium this year. I went to France in 2022 and amongst other places in England as well. Played lots of cathedrals, and it was a great experience, and I had a really good accessibility, kind of, you know, everything was very, my uni were brilliant, my course was great, everyone was very open-minded and kind of asked me what I needed, which was brilliant. And when I graduated, I just wanted to start my professional journey, and that's why I applied for the internships I applied for.
What is the internship position you have gone for?
So I applied for Audience and Insights intern. So that's at Channel 4. So it's obviously to do with the television and you know, the creative media. But the job that I'm going to be doing is like data analysis and writing reports. Looking at trends and things within the data that they're receiving. And that's an entry-level position, so I'm learning on the job as I go.
So what particularly attracted you for this particular position?
So because Channel 4 are a broadcasting company who, they are creative, but they're so open-minded and inclusive. And I was really excited to try, you know, to apply for a job where I'd be working in amongst like-minded creative people who also care about who they have working for them, and you know, you're not just a number or an employee, you're a person as well. And that was something that came across when I did my research into who Channel 4 are.
And what's your experience been like so far since you've came onto the internship program? I know it's fairly new, but how has it been so far?
It's been brilliant. Everything has worked out really well. Like, my team are lovely. I had a really comprehensive tour of my office space. They've been very supportive with like maybe a couple of access needs I've had, for example, like giving me lots of time to have JAWS training and supporting me with the taxis that I get to and from home, because the taxis have been quite difficult. They're dropping me off at weird places and things, but my line manager and my team have been, you know, nothing but supportive. So that's been brilliant.
What are you hoping to learn as part of your role?
I'm hoping to like learn a number of skills. I'm hoping to increase my technology skills. I'm hoping to learn how to interpret things and then also create stories with the data that I'm going to be receiving. And, you know, I'm a performer, so I know how to perform practically, but I'm excited to perform with written word and writing reports and be creative with that within that.
Now, obviously, these internships tend to last about 9 months of sorts. So yeah. Once your internship ends, what's your work goal? What would you love to do after?
I'd love to probably carry on working in the same sector, potentially within the TV corporation. But if not, to extend my sort of portfolio within data. But I also have a real, I'm really into creative art. And so anything within the creative industry, be that data or otherwise, would be amazing for me. I think I'd love that.
Fantastic. Caris, many thanks for speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.